Well, good day, my friends. This is Avalon, and I want to welcome you to this episode of Walk and Talk with Avalon, your mindful moment, your mindful motivation, your everyday inspiration. Let's take some time to enlighten ourselves and think about some things in a very mindful way. Today's video is calming scenery. Ooh, this is so pretty. Take a moment to watch. 1 minute, literally, in our 1 minute calm video. Our thought with this video and this episode is, artists, poets, and dreamers, let nature be the teacher. Artists, poets, and dreamers, let nature be the teacher. What's interesting to me is just recently, I was listening, watching a renowned emotional therapist talking about their work, and they talked about emotions and our vocabulary, and that sometimes we lose the words for the emotions that we're feeling. But who captures? Artists, poets, writers. Yes, imagine some of the art that you see, whether it's classic, modern, period pieces. You can see the emotions that people are trying to capture, that artist, so that you know what they're trying to tell you. It isn't necessarily a vocabulary of words that you can use to describe it, but something that you feel on the inside, something that stirs up emotion, whether it's a good feeling emotion, a gut-wrenching emotion, or something in the middle that makes you think. Same thing with poetry. When you listen to the words being mixed together, whether it's an old English, modern English, or another language, and is trying to be interpreted, you can get a sense of a picture in your mind that is drawing up an emotion and trying to spell it out on paper, in words, of something that you feel, that the artist feels, and they're trying to portray, make you aware of as well. Writers do this with their stories. I'm always of the opinion that we cannot interpret exactly what the writer is trying to say unless they say it. This was something I was very frustrated with my 11th grade honors English teacher, saying, well, this is what they meant, but how do we know? Did the artist, did the writer, did the poet tell us this is what they were trying to portray? Did they give us an inside, or is it simply whatever the reader wants to interpret? There is no right or wrong answer. That's why I could never see taking a test on it. Because what emotions from my life experience as a 16, 17-year-old was very different from another 16, 17-year-old around the world or at the time that that piece was written. I have been fortunate to travel from the time I was a child. When I say child, 2 years old was my first international trip that I know of. So my experience is completely different. So how you experience the world is going to be different. And it is open to your own interpretation. Your interpretation, my interpretation. And the beauty of it is, we get together and we discuss these things. We discuss how they make us feel. We discuss the emotions that they evoke. That is what is important. So artists, poets, writers, and linguists like myself, we are trying to express our emotions. We're learning how to express our emotions. We can be inspired by nature. We can let nature not only inspire us, but be our teacher. Be the one that tells us, this is how it is. Just like we watch the animals, as I'm watching two robins flying in the sky and bumping into each other, I could interpret that as a mating dance. I could interpret that as two male birds fighting. But it is only until I watch that process for hours and maybe even days that I would understand better. Letting nature be my teacher. Knowing which leaves not to touch. Because, that one is poison ivy. That will make you itchy. Nature is a great teacher when we allow it to be. When we get out into it, we listen to it. Like the call of the morning dove that I just heard. I recognize it because I've seen that bird and identified that bird and said, yes, that is the call. What can you learn when you step out of your comfort zone, when you step out of your house and let the animals, let the birds, let the trees, the flowers, the grasses, the oceans, the lakes, the waters around you speak to you. When you sit down quietly, even if there's voices around or noises around, but listen, what is this earth telling you? What are the beings that are on it telling you? Just like there are machineries that can tell you how a tree is feeling when it's being cut down or its branches are being clipped. There are vibrations that are coming from everything around us. How aware are you of that? Have you been places that they call vortexes and feel that energy? I have. It's tingly. It's something that I, as the artist, feel. And if I were to express it to you, that is my first word. It tingles inside. Yes, when you stand on the top of Machu Picchu, can you feel it? Can you sense it? When you're standing at the Acropolis in Greece, can you feel it? Those are two places I've been, and I have an energy that is inexplicable. And I just listen to it, see what it has to say and teach me. Because yes, even the busy places, nature will pop up to teach you something. The question is, are you listening? And are you ready to learn? And if you are, take the time to listen to what it is, the lessons. Be the dreamer. And have a magnificent day, my friends. I am Avalon, and until next time, dream on.